producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Bacon is under attack. Something is wrong, ladies and gentlemen, in America, when they start attacking bacon.
Bacon!
Yeah, they're coming for our bacon. They're coming for our bacon. Yeah.
First the guns, now the bacon?
Consider me the Paul Revere of 2015, ladies and gentlemen. They're coming for the bacon. I just wanted to let you know that, that's happening. And here's something else. Blind Joe, his run on The Voice comes to an end last night.
No.
So, no Blind Joe on The Voice. They're coming for our bacon. I don't even know how to begin this day. Donald Trump had to try and really tough out the start of his business career by getting a loan for only $1 million from his dad. I don't know if you heard about that.
Your dad didn't loan you $1 million?
He didn't. No, he threw me the keys to a load of debt, actually. He said, here, go run that radio station down the street there. You sign those notes. Oh, man. You know, I think the Donald Trump thing's a little overblown. First of all, the bacon thing's a joke. It's an absolute joke. It's the World Health Organization, Jihad, and, you know, first of all, How is bacon a processed meat? Number one,
last time
I checked, bacon
eat it right off the pig. I mean, somebody has to cut it off. Therefore, it's been processed.
Well, I know, but doesn't processed meat to you mean like spam or something? I mean, as a processed meat, you mean spam?
I know, it's very, very loosely defined processed. By a technicality, it may get in as processed, but not by much.
I'm no expert, but I am going to call on one T.J. Russell from Cloverdale Foods. Has agreed to join us. We're trying to get that scheduled, if not today, tomorrow, and find out what the heck the deal is there. So that is in the headlines. We have Blind Joe, unfortunately, loses last night. Man, the other guy was really good. It was sort of hard to root against the other guy. Did you watch it at all, Fenn?
I did not.
He was good. He was really, really good. So it was like, oh, and my wife, daughter, and both two daughters, Haley and Hannah were watching, and Maria, we're waiting for the answer, you know, from Blake Shelton, who he's going to pick, because they're both from his team. So it's the knockout, right? He has to pick either this other fellow, I can't remember his name, or Blind Joe. And the unanimous decision came even before Blake Shelton said it. It wasn't unanimous, but they said, Dad, get ready, because that guy's really good, and you can tell they're going to by what they're saying. And it's like, no, Blind Joe's gone. So anyway, survived that. We have a couple of
people. Yeah, but Rihanna called him sexy. Or called his emotion sexy.
She did. She and said, so, yeah, that a part of his song earlier in the show. You're exactly right. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's not walking away empty-handed. When Rihanna calls you sexy, that's walking away with at least some consolation prize.
Very true. It's just that his run on the Voice has come to an end. But we still love Blind Joe. And we'll have him back on the program. That was great fun. Dave Vlad is going to be here. We had a listener last week that wanted more information on the oil spill. I think actually what the particular listener wanted was for us to join the crowd and say, see how horrible this is, it's awful, it's terrible. And it was before we learned the news that 99.9% of the spill was contained at the site. But nonetheless, it was in the news and we do want the facts. And so we're going to ask Dave Glatt, chief of the North Dakota Department of Health, Environmental Health Section, to talk about the latest on that spill up at White Earth, Montreal County, an Oasis Petroleum well site there. We're also going to chat today with Jeff Phillips, Executive Director of the Reserve Officers Association. Now, he has an op-ed which would mean an opinion editorial in The Hill, a Washington, D.C. newspaper, concerning the President's veto of the National Defense Authorization Act and what it means for Guard and Reserve forces. Told a story on Friday's program about my bonding with some members of the Guard and Reserve from the 141 and 142, and that evolved to the MPs later in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it was my first real chance, other than the flood in 97, which was obviously a domestic mobilization, to really understand what the Guard and Reserve has done. And what's most amazing to me is the fact that the lion's share of folks in the Garden Reserve today signed up after 9/11. And that even after 9/11, when it was very obvious we'd be going to war and need their services and they'd be deployed overseas, they were meeting, you know, the goals and targets of the Army to get the people they needed. They didn't have to go out and beg. They didn't have to up the ante. Nothing. These were citizen soldiers saying, choose me. The other thing I love about Garden Reserve folks, they're working, the vast majority of them, everyday jobs on the farm, on Main Street, whatever, and then once a month they're training and they're in the Garden Reserve. I mean, reminds me of the Greatest Generation come back from World War II. What do they do after saving the world? Build a country. And that's what many in the Garden Reserve are doing now. So they're an extraordinary group of folks. And unfortunately, we are at a time where the defense of this country is not a priority. Handouts, expanding entitlements, growing government is a priority rather than the defense of this country. And we honestly don't spend enough time, and I include myself in it, paying attention to the details of this. We're going to do that today with the executive director of the Reserve Officers Association. Now, I believe he's an officer. I believe he's, no, I don't think I'm supposed to say that. I just know that he is executive director of the Reserve Officers Association, and he's coming on the show today in that capacity. He does something else pretty important, but we can't tell you about that. I don't want to get him in trouble. So what else have we got for you? So that's plenty right there. So the Donald Trump thing, we have that, and we have the bacon thing. I'd like to find one person that says, oh, the World Health Organization says I shouldn't eat bacon. I'm going to stop eating.
You want to make a big list of stuff they would also say you shouldn't eat, and then after that, there's kale, and that's about it.
What I was amazed about this and seeing the reaction to the story yesterday, people have such a love for bacon, they are instantly dismissing this as nonsense. Now, that was before I had a chance to dig into it, and there's a lot of, if you rely on the experts, a lot of areas where you can poke holes in this thing. As you say, they're just, you know, if you do this, you know, 100 times a day for the next 100 days, you have a 0.5% better chance. Yeah, it's one of those, give me a break, you know, when you actually get into the details. But before anybody got into the details, I was amazed at the amount of people who just said, I don't care. You're not taking my sausage. You're not taking my bacon. Won't happen. Headline of the Fargo Forum today says, locals say cancer report a bunch of baloney.
Yeah.
Area red meat fans say WHO findings won't change habits. Yeah, darn right. So anyway, that's mildly interesting, and we can talk about that as well. We have Todd Mitchell, ladies and gentlemen, my co-host on What's on Your Mind, has been blessed with some fancy schmancy jingle singing his name for a long time, and you've probably heard it before. Go ahead and play it, Todd, if you would.
Ta-da. Oh, here,
Todd Mitchell.
Okay, that thing, yeah.
Yeah, so he's got that deal, like Todd Mitchell, right? That fancy, schmancy Todd.
Kind of fun, I mean, you know.
And evidently one of our listeners felt badly that I didn't have one like that, so decided to take it upon themselves to put me on the list. Roll his version.
Scott Hammond!
That's not bad.
It's like nails on a chalkboard. I don't know.
I mean,
what
it was done on a phone. I mean, it's not like it was in a recording studio. If it was, it'd be even better, but you have
one
to.
More time, one more time.
It's a good effort.
Scott Hammond!
Okay. And yours? Now that against. Oops. Hang on a second here.
Todd Mitchell!
Yeah, no, yours is better.
So, you know, one's actually in a recording studio and one's in a phone. Now, given that it's on a phone.
Scott Hammond!
I mean, that's a good effort.
Yeah. So what do you think?
I don't know if he'll pass the audition there. Would any of the chairs turn around for that one?
I'm not sure. On The Voice, we'd have to say. one other little news story that's on my list here today. Economic Development North Dakota Conference being held up at Watford City at the Little Missouri Inn and Suites and Teddy's Residential Suites there. Gene Veeder is hosting that event, and Brent Sanford, the mayor, is keynoting it with building the new Watford City. So Watford City in the focus again today. We're going to try and check in with those fellows too. So we have a lot of folks we're going to try and get to today on the program, just to get, if nothing else, a word or two about the news of the day. I want your take, folks, on the program today about Donald Trump. He's under fire for this comment to Matt Lauer in the town hall about, you know, how tough it was to start, and he got a $1 million loan from his dad and had to pay it back with interest. And people are saying, what a dumb comment. It's sort of like Mitt Romney stepping in it, you know, during his campaign. I actually don't think so. First of all, I'm not surprised people are trying to target it. That's just the media. They hate anybody that's actually made an honest buck in their life. So it's par for the course. But does Donald Trump need to apologize for that would be my question for you. I mean, I get it. He's in a different world. My dad didn't give me $1 million. Todd's dad didn't give me $1 million. But we already knew that. What did you do with it? Sort of like the story of the talent.
You know, my dad didn't give you $1 million.
I want your take on it on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I found it. A way to get the family together, keep them together, and have great conversations. It works every time. It's the Hot Spring Spa. And Vince from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables Tool is here to tell us how that works. Vince, tell me.
It's because hot water is truly magic. We know this. You're better below the water. And because of that, you're better above the water, meaning mentally, and beyond the water. You truly are a better husband, better wife, better family member, better at everything you do, because hot water does a lot of things to the body. The body comes alive. You think better. Matter of fact, I used to tell kids that, hey, buy a hot tub, wink, wink, you'll get better grades. But we know this now that hot water improves your cognitive thinking. And it's just magic what it does for the body. If you think about this, we're 80% water. Our first 9 months of our life, we were in water. And today we recover 25 times faster in hot water than we do on dry land. So a lot of great benefits coming out of this.
How much do spas cost, Vince?
$29.95 up to, you know, on up. So it just depends what you're looking for. You don't have to spend a lot to have a great experience owning hot water.
This is a good man, folks. He's my neighbor. You can trust him. Get your Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, today. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, on South Washington Grand Forks, 13th Avenue Southwest Fargo, and in the Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Did Donald Trump do something he shouldn't have done with Matt Lauer? Did you hear it? Todd, we'll play it here. You have it, don't you, Todd? We'll play that here in a second so you can hear it firsthand. I want you to know whether you think this is any big deal. I think it's a media-generated moment. I really do. I don't see it as any big deal at all, but they're going to try and make it into something and continue to pound away. But you tell me what you think. 800-228-0550 is our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. The Big Flavor Tour will be at Hugo Stores this week. Grafton on Wednesday, 3 to 6. East Grand Forks on Thursday and Crookston on Friday from 3 until 6. And bacon's on sale. Take that, WHO. $3.48 a pound. Ham patties for $2.68 and smoked brats for two for $6. Stop and see the good folks at Hugo's. Grafton Wednesday, East Grand Forks Thursday, Crookston on Friday. We're brought to you today in part by PVE Scheffler, providing a wide range of services, expertise, and solutions to the oil and gas industry. They have extensive knowledge in civil engineering and surveying, focused on the planning, the regulatory permitting, the exploration, the production services. In a highly competitive energy business, PVE Scheffler is known as possessing highly professional integrity and a trusted partner to many energy companies. Call Jeff Holcomb with PVE Scheffler today, 701-628-4554, or visit PVEScheffler.com. Okay, here's Donald Trump after getting asked, about his beginnings in New York City and his dad.
Life really has been a no, and I fought through it. I have been, and I talk about it. It's not been easy for me. It has not been easy for me. And, I started off in Brooklyn. My father gave me a small loan of $1 million. I came into Manhattan, and I had to pay him back, and I had to pay him back with interest. Did buy up properties, and I did great, and then I built the Grand Hyatt, and I got involved with the convention, so I did a good job, but I was always told that that would never work. Even my father, he said, you don't want to go to Manhattan, that's not our territory, because he was from Brooklyn and Queens, where we did, smaller things, and he said, don't go to Manhattan, that's not our territory, but he was very proud of me, but all my life, I was told, no. Even for this, they said, oh, what do you want to do it for? Don't do it, don't do it. You're against professional politicians. So far, I'm not impressed, I will tell you that.
By the way, let's just put this in perspective. You said it hasn't been easy for you, but my dad gave me $1 million loan. That probably is going to seem easy to a lot of people.
Right. But $1 million isn't very much compared to what I built. Right. I built one of the great companies. But it's always been, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that. It's always been that. And, and that's what I want to do for the country.
So what he's saying is he heard no a lot, and he busted through that and got it done. The thing that if he'd want to take anything back, the idea that a small loan for $1 million was a tough way to start. But still, again, compared to what he built, I agree with him.
Look, yeah, I mean, a million for Donald Trump isn't a whole lot, but.
So anyway, the pylon is coming over this comment. Trust me, it started yesterday about this time. Because he said that about exactly 24 hours ago in one of those town hall meetings that NBC is doing. And they're coming for him. Are you offended? Does it make a difference? Should he apologize for it? Give me your take. On the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Bob in West Hope wants to talk bacon. Hey, Bob, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys have really got it down. Really hit that hard about that bacon stuff. Now, what is the problem with that? Tell me.
Well, the problem, according to whom, is the issue here. The World Health Organization has an international agency for research on cancer, and they put out a report on Monday that said eating processed meat such as hot dogs, sausages, and bacon can cause colorectal cancer, and the red meat can likely cause the cancer.
Well, you guys should have advertised more different companies. Then this would have never come on.
You're saying that they're targeting our fine sponsors. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's the deal. I think that's the whole big thing behind it. It's a yes or no, yes or no, yes or no. And when it comes out to the end, it's a no. It's all good to eat.
The North Dakota State University Meat Lab said, a fellow there by the name of Austin Germola said, we get bombarded with these, this and that and everything. We'll give you cancer, and it's not the first time we've heard the processed meats have been put in that group. It's kind of nonsense in my mind.
Yeah.
So I don't know about you. When it comes to trusting a source, I'll go with the North Dakota State University Meat Lab over, the WHO International Agency on jihad against anything good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I put the bacon ends in my sausage when I make it.
You put the bacon in the sausage?
I put the bacon ends, the ends.
Well, the bacon ends in the sausage,
grind that right in with the sausage, and
If I were you, how are you, Bob? I wouldn't change one darn thing.
No. And now we want to get over to this Fighting Sioux thing. What is the final deal on that now?
The final deal is there are three names now that are up for the final vote, which will take place next week, Monday to Friday. And the three choices are the top vote getter, which was Fighting Hawks. Evidently, the students kind of like Fighting Hawks. We think because they've seen a logo that has no chance of being the logo. But anyway, it evidently has influenced some decisions. Okay. And then it's the Rough Riders, and then it's the Nodaks. So it's those three choices that are up. Now, whatever gets the most votes next week wins.
Well, they can't hardly put it up there as the Fighting Hawks because it was the Fighting Sioux. What's the difference between the two of them?
Well, one is a famous group of people to this part of the world, and another is a bird. So I think there's a big difference, actually.
Okay. Well, I mean, to me, it doesn't make no difference. I tried to talk to some people up here and get it called the West Hope Fighting Sioux, but that'll never work, I guess. So
it's a good idea, though.
One offends Native Americans and one offends PETA. That's the difference.
Yeah, okay.
There you go. But, well, Bob, don't give up on that. I think the West Hope Fighting Sioux would put West Hope on the map in an all-new way. I think brilliant.
There'd be no doubt about that, yeah.
Yeah, and it's a brilliant on your part, Bob. Appreciate the call. Glad to hear from West Hope today on the program. Next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, Gordy in Fargo, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. I'm a big fan of turning this stuff around on these reporters all the time when they ask these silly questions and try and get, you know, elicit some kind of an answer that they can use to crucify people. So what Trump ought to do is just say, yeah, $1 million is a lot of money for most people. But when you talk about the government and $17 or $18 or $19 trillion worth of debt, $1 million is nothing.
A good point. Very good point. Not to mention, look, that's what we want him to do, right? That's why you're interviewing Donald Trump. We, as the folks that are trying to select a nominee out of this group, to say who'd do it best. And if you take his track record of taking $1 million borrowed from his father and build it into what he built it into, it sounds to me like he's got a pretty good track record. I'd rather have it work that way than the way the government's piling on debt, right?
Right, and the government will never pay it back. You know, they've been stealing money from the taxpayers for years, and they take it by force. They don't ask for a loan on it. And, you know, if the economy turns around, we might come out of our debt, but other than that, there's no way we will.
I bet a good way to do it, and you're right, we, especially Republicans, because they're the target of these gotcha questions, should do a better job of answering some of these things. Matt Lauer's salary is $20 million a year, you know, and he's acting like, $1 million a year,
yeah.
Well, you didn't exactly have a top. Hey, 20, I just said, how much do you make, Matt?
Salary per year.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Gordy.
Scott,
appreciate
you
the call.
Don't?
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4-for-4 special, where you get four items, a hot stuffed personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and two cookies, all for only $4. 4-for-4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Before the top of the hour, What's On Your Mind continues. Your telephone questions or comments are welcome. 800-228-0550. If you're in and around Bismarck Mandan, you can lose a few digits and just dial us at 258-0550. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Follow me on Twitter at Scott Hennen. Follow us on Facebook at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And what else? Have I forgotten anything? Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. If you want to go with that ancient technology known as email, that's available to you as well. I did do a little checking, and Matt Lauer does make $20 million a year. By the way, NBC pays for his helicopter rides into work, too. Kind of like, you know, iHeartMedia and you, Todd, getting you in from the house to the East Rosser there. That awful commute you have to avoid. So kind of nice. Todd and Matt Lauer get the chopper rides into.
Okay.
Really something, I tell you.
We don't all have fathers that hand this, you know, the keys like you did.
The keys to a whole bunch of,
Hey,
Jimmy Carter.
You can twist it in whatever you want, but your dad handed you the keys.
Yeah, this was 1984. I think the majority of the loans on the radio station were like at 20%. I kid you not.
Oh.
I'm not kidding you.
Well, yeah, I was going to say back in those days, you bet. I mean, interest rates were nasty back then.
Oh, my gosh. It was unreal. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. And MyPillow is the pillow. It just is. It's the pillow for so many reasons. I had a listener the other day said, you know what? I'm in a better mood after following your guys' advice and getting this pillow. Because while getting enough sleep will not guarantee a sunny disposition, but you probably notice that when you're exhausted, you're more likely to be a little cranky. And it works for our listeners. So better weight control, clearer thinking, better memory, and better health overall. Don't put it off another day. Call them at 800-506-9028, MyPillow.com, using the promo code Scott. Dave Platt of the Department of Health going to join us in just a moment here this morning. Tim and Mandan had a comment on Matt Lauer from the last segment on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Highline. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, it just was. The more I listened to you, the hotter I got. I didn't hear you say he made $20 million a year. I thought he'd make about $10 million. Years ago, I remember that Barbara Walters was one of the first ones to get $7 million a year for what she did. And then all of those newscasters all got $7 million for the longest time. Now, I was thinking, well, maybe over the years it went up to $10 million. But you're saying $20 million? He's got all that does is prove that it's a media manufactured thing going on here.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care that he makes, by the way, the reports, $28 million, $25 million, another $20 million, and some story about because he was pouting recently, they decided to up the ante and pay for his helicopter rides into work. I don't care, because obviously NBC sees a talent on the Today Show and pays him accordingly, so that's fine. But my point is, don't try and make a big deal out of Donald Trump getting $1 million from his loan, by the way, from his father for $1 million.
And when Hillary Clinton goes on that show, is he going to bring up about how she extorted all her millions?
Let's hope so.
That's my question. And always remember, J. Paul Getty, he said, I've made a lot of money, he says, but that I started out as a small young man, but my dad loaning me $7 million helped quite a bit.
You know, I think Donald Trump, another texter said this, that said when Matt Lauer tried to rip Donald apart with that statement, he cleared himself up. He said $1 million is tiny compared to what it turned into. And that's a very good point, and I think goes to the other caller's point on, you know, why he is a formidable pick right now, formidable choice for president, because people say he could go fix things. So, you know,
Well, that's like me. I mean, it's all relative. I'm sitting here in Mandan, North Dakota, making beans, and some farmer's a millionaire. And what am I supposed to get jealous over him because he worked his buns off to make that all of that money?
No, I wouldn't get jealous, and it doesn't sound like you are. I also would argue if you went to see your friendly bankers together, he'd have a lot more at risk and a lot more debt than you would, Tim. So, it's, as you say, it's all relative. Yeah. Appreciate the call.
You bet. Bye.
Call again. You bet. I'm going to get Chris and Dickinson here before we go to our guests. Chris, I want to talk about our bacon gate. Go ahead, Chris. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, I find it interesting that there's a lot of rhetoric going around about the processed meat situation, and everybody's trying to focus on the meat itself, but I think it really comes down to the carcinogenic factor of a lot of the preservatives and a lot of the other artificial ingredients that are put into the meat itself. And if we were able to cut a lot of that stuff out, especially considering most of the bacon comes out of the grocery store, it's frozen, what do we need all those nitrates in there for and all that other junk, MSG, all that stuff? Just get back to the wholesome roots of the way it was back in the day when farmers cut up a pig, throw it in their smoker, and called it good.
Yeah, the report, which came out of a review of 800 studies, classified processed meat as carcinogenic to humans on its group one list, along with tobacco and asbestos, for which there is sufficient evidence of cancer links. Each 1.8-ounce protein eaten daily, one hot dog or two slices of bacon, increases the risk of cancer by 18%, the agency estimated. I'm not seeing the concern you have here listed, though.
But when you're looking at a study, I mean, you from a scientific standpoint, you really have to consider all of the variables. And just looking at a meat product across the board, from a general standpoint, is not an accurate way to do that because,
are there additional
ingredients in the meat? I mean, it's, very clearly known that, things like nitrates are not healthy for the body. The red meat, which is typically just straight up, piece of beef or something that's not been processed or had anything artificial added to it, is not listed in that same category as tobacco, for example. It's listed as a probable carcinogen.
Well, they're comparing these two, which is why it sort of ticks me off. Again, the North Dakota State University Meat Lab spokesperson here said there are so many variables at work when scientists study this topic. Everyone's diet is a little different. Everyone's genetics are different, so it's really hard to blame food for what makes us sick. That seems to me to be a lot more common sense than this sky is falling stuff that's going on there. But we are going to ask the expert, T.J. Russell from Cloverdale. And it'll happen today or tomorrow. We're just trying to get that scheduled. So TJ's been nice enough to agree to come on. We'll talk about it specific to at least his product. So appreciate the call. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Dave Gladys here. He's chief of the health division, North Dakota Department of Health and Environmental Health Section. Nice to have you back. How are you?
Good morning. Doing fine.
Fantastic. Wanted to get an update. We had some calls and emails last week about the spill at the Oasis drilling site at White Earth in Montreal County. And, some initial reports, as they often are, a little bit alarming with oil spewing or something like that. Again, then the later reports that 99.9% was contained to the well site. What can you tell us about it, Dave?
Well, I think that's correct. They recovered most of the material that was lost that was stayed on site. Most of that was produced water, is my understanding, with some oil. Although some did mist off site, covering about 40 acres, and with the wind blowing, it did give a light coating on some of the vegetation there. The company, with our approval, went ahead and boomed off the White Earth River as a precaution. Initial reports that there was a little bit of a sheen, an oil sheen on the river. We have sampled that, and the results came back this morning, and it came back non-detectable. So we're really not seeing any impact on the river. What we will be doing is some of the trees were coated pretty heavily. They will be treating the trees with some type of surfactant to kind of wash off some of the oil, and we'll be keeping an eye on that to make sure that that breaks down appropriately, and hopefully by next spring we won't even know anything happened.
Okay, so the 99.9% that stays on the well site, and you said that was processed, produced water?
And some oil, yep.
And some oil. So when it stays on site, does it still need to be cleaned up, I assume, on site, right?
That's correct. And typically they have small diking systems that they keep it from running off, and then they will collect that with vacuum trucks and do some additional remediation on site.
But when it's contained on the site, is the vast majority of that normally cleaned up?
That's correct. That's taken care of right on site. And the oil and gas division oversights that work because they're very familiar with the operations of the oil wells. As it gets outside the dikes, that's where we get involved with monitoring the environment and make sure that there's no long-lasting effects.
All right, in this case, that's the 0.1% where you're talking about the trees being a concern and everything else. But even though obviously 0.1% is a small amount, do you anticipate any long-term problem from that?
We're not so far not seeing that. You know, I think a lot of because everything's kind of going dormant right now, it's really tough to tell what impact it would have on the vegetation. But our experience has told us that these type of incidences are pretty short-lived and that they break down and assimilated in the environment very quickly. So by next spring, we're hopeful that we really don't see anything. But if we do, we'll make sure Oasis gets in there and remedies the problem.
Yeah, and maybe a quick refresher on how this is regulated when situations like this happen. The idea is fix the mess, right? If you've explained this before, it isn't go in there and, scream and holler and jump up and down. It's get in there and do what it takes, whoever's responsible to fix the mess, right? That's the MO of regulatory reaction in North Dakota, correct?
That's the bottom line. And the companies have been pretty responsible. If they've created the mess, they've been pretty responsible in getting in there and cleaning it up. And so far, Oasis has been very helpful in that area, and we look forward to continued cooperation.
There seems to me, Dave, and I'm sure you get the brunt of this, to be a rush to suggest the sky is falling when one of these things happen. I mean, when we have 1.2 million barrels of oil a day coming out of the ground, there are going to be incidents. There's no doubt about it. The question I always ask is, what do we do when it happens? And in this case, you know, a lot of folks are saying, oh, this is terrible, this is awful, and then we get the facts here, and it sounds like, but for, you know, a small percentage, most of it stayed contained there, and the others, you have a plan to check out where it's at. Initial reports on the river incorrect, and we're moving down the path. Do you get a sense that people are quick to sort of suggest the worst when these things happen?
Yeah, that seems to be the human nature. They always look for the worst, and you have to look at the big picture. The vast majority, pipes will fail and accidents will happen. The vast majority of those spills are cleaned up that day, taken care of, and no further issues. There are a few, a very small percentage, that take longer to clean up and are a little more, lack for a better term, spectacular, and they make good news. But at the end of the day, those are cleaned up as well. They may take a little longer, but they're addressed. And those are typically a very small percentage of the total spills that occur.
Anything else you would like our listeners to know?
Well, I think we will continue to keep eye on it. They can find our follow-ups on our webpage. We put down our field notes and the samples that we collect and the results. They can have access to that on our webpage, on our environmental response reporting database. And if they have any questions, they can give us a call.
And we always appreciate getting answers as well. Somebody had suggested that this needed some additional coverage. That's why we invited Dave on. So happy to do it and welcome your suggestions on any particular issue. And also always appreciate the access to Dave and his team at the Department of Health. Thank you, Dave. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
You as well. Dave Glatt, Chief of the Environmental Health Section of the North Dakota Department of Health, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Go to Devil's Lake when we come back. Jason has a comment. Rocking Valley City, too.
Program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go swimming with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Go ahead and roll Jason and Dallas Lake, who called during the break to weigh in on the news of the day. And what's on your mind?
Dallas Lake, leave a comment on Donald Trump. I don't see a problem with it. Everybody's got to start somewhere, so you got $1 million. Don't tell me there's not any one of them people in office right now that didn't start somewhere. They didn't start with $10 their day, Matt Lauer included. They didn't get where they were at today by being somewhere. I understand there is people that do start from nothing and work their way up, but $1 million to where Donald Trump is at today is not that big a deal. And they're going to make something more out of it than it should be made. That's NBC. That's just their intelligence. That's Matt Lauer's intelligence. He can't even be true to his wife. He couldn't even keep his hands away from the news anchor there at NBC. So there you go. That's my take on it. Thank you, guys. Great show. Have a good day.
Thank you, Jason. Appreciate the call on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 800-228-0550. I was not aware of Mr. Lauer's infidelities there. Did I miss that memo, or maybe just not paying attention to the Alphabet Soup Network gossip? I don't know. Gordy from Fargo had a comment earlier and called back to add something to it. Go ahead and roll Gordy in Fargo. You have that one, Todd?
Well, for some reason, it's hiccuping today.
Scott, just a quick follow-up to our conversation. This is Gordy from Fargo. Interesting. You know, what does Matt Lauer do with that $20 million that he gets every year versus what does Donald Trump do with it? How many millionaires has Donald Trump made? And it's like the parable of the talents. God's not as concerned what money you have as he is what you do with it and how you grow other people and grow what you have, and by being industrious. And so I look at Trump as, you know, he's got his issues, but he's taken, you know, a small pittance compared to what he has now.
All right. Was that supposed to end there?
Well, it's where it ended.
I completely agree. And I said that earlier. I think it reminds me of the parable in the Bible on the talents, what you do with it. And I think he answered that well. I'm just telling you, they're coming for this, and they're going to try and make this a Mitt Romney moment, out of touch, everything else on Trump. Not that it works, just expecting it. And I was just curious if you, and I can't find anybody that's too upset about it here in the audience. That's why we asked about it. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and another. Do you have their Todd? Asking about Ben Carson?
Yep.
Scott, I'd like to know, what is Ben Carson's religion? I've been seeing a lot that he's a Seventh-day Adventist. Could you let me know?
Yeah, I believe he's a Seventh-day Adventist. I think I've heard him say this much as well. I know there was a little back and forth with Donald Trump and Ben Carson on that. And by the way, that's heating up. Ben Carson has jumped ahead in a CBS poll now of Donald Trump. That's a national poll, I believe. And then there's also the poll in Iowa that has him ahead by a bunch as well, prompting Donald Trump to go a little bit postal. Sorry, nuclear, on Carson. We have that clip, too, don't we? That was from this morning in one of the interview programs.
Well, I don't get it, you know, to be honest with you. It's, you know, you look at different things having to do with Ben, and there's a lot of contradiction and a lot of questions. We'll have to see. One thing I know about a front runner, you could analyze 15 different ways from China, and a lot of things will come out. You know, like Ben was, he was pro-abortion not so long ago, as everybody has told me. I don't know it personally, but that's what I've been told, and all of a sudden he's so hard on abortion. Under no circumstances, virtually, can there be exceptions. And you say, well, how does that happen? Well, you're pro, and not long ago, by the way, and then all of a sudden you can't even have exceptions. So that's an unusual stance, and I think people will look at that. And they'll look at lots of other things, including, you know, what happened in hospitals and what he was working on. And a lot of things I hear, I just don't actually get it. But I give credit, but I don't get it.
All right, that's Donald Trump. And I was characterized as being critical of Trump there. I don't know that, I mean, he's planting the seeds, but he's doing it in a careful way. I've been told, I heard, I don't know. It's just, more is going to come out. It happens when you're a front runner. So, interesting. Bob in Bismarck on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, I was talking about a deal I listened to yesterday where Mayor of New York's coming out for an event in Fargo. And they were talking about the different famous people they have come speak at the show.
Yeah, you're talking about an event on November 11th that Rudy Giuliani is coming out for, called Voices of Vision, that the chamber is putting out. So the former mayor of New York City, but yep.
Former mayor, yeah. What I was wondering is, they listed all the different people that spoke there. Why don't they get a famous North Dakota boy in there? North Dakota just happens to have the man that holds the absolute world speed record in an SR-71. He now lives in Texas, granted, but North Dakota is still home to him.
And he has the speed record in a what?
SR-71 reconnaissance aircraft.
Is that right? What's his name?
Eldon Al Jors from Hazen, North Dakota.
That's pretty cool. Eldon Al Jors. How do you spell the last name?
J-O-E-R-S-Z.
We'll check it out, Bob. Appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern? There may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.